I am Ashley Terry. This is the interview with B. Thompson for the Arkansas Extension Homemakers Council Oral History Program. This is being done on February 10, 2012 at the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service in Conway County. The audio recordings and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording, transcript, and any other related materials will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries, Fayetteville, and the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Are you willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio file and transcript available to others?
Yes.
First, I'd like for you to give us your complete legal name, spell it for me, and then tell me the city and county in which you currently reside.
B. Thompson, B-E-A, and T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. I live in Marlton, Arkansas, in Conway County.
Okay, B, this is going to be a very informal interview. I want you to share your memories of your involvement with the Extension Homemakers Program, as well as the good times, as well as the challenges. So what has been your association with the Extension Homemakers Program?
I've been with the Extension Homemakers almost all my married life, and I have enjoyed all of it.
So that's great. How did you learn about the Extension Homemakers Program?
My mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law. So that's how you became a member. So how long has it been that you've been associated with the program?
I've been in it 70 years.
70 years. That's. I bet you've seen a lot of changes in the.
Oh, I sure
years.
Have.
What was the first club with which you were associated with?
My first club was the Apollo, and we were called Home Demonstration Club. And then a few years later, when we had children, some of us decided that we had to form a nightclub because we could leave the children home with their daddies and we could enjoy the club meeting. So we called it the Apollo Twilight EH Club.
Well, about what year was that?
That was in 1956.
1956. So you're currently a present club member, correct?
Yes.
And what's the name of the club in the county and the district that you're currently a part of?
I'm still in the Apollo Twilight EH Club, and we're in Conway County.
And that's the Ozark District, correct?
Yes.
Do you have any special remembrances of the first meeting or that first club that you were in?
Well, back then, the main thing I remember, we met at a lady's house, and she was a Mrs. Ware. I don't remember her first name. And I remember her saying that a monkey can't climb a greased pole, so don't grease your bread bowl when you put your bread in to rise, because it can't rise if you've greased that bowl.
That's a good quote. I'll have to remember that. So you said you joined because your mother-in-law. What was some of the main reasons that you kind of decided to keep going to the club meetings?
Well, I enjoyed the programs, and I enjoyed the fellowship, and I was learning how to be a good homemaker.
Mm-hmm. So how involved have you become over the years? Are there any offices, committees, anything like that you served on?
Well, I've been president of the Conway County Council twice, and I've been secretary, I've been president, I've been reporter, I've been devotional leader a number of times over those 70 years in my local club, and I am at present time reporter for the County Council.
So you've had quite your share of responsibility over the years.
I sure have.
Have you attended any state council meetings?
Yes, lots of them.
Do you remember what year the first time you went to a meeting?
I really don't. It was probably, it was in the 50s, 1950s,
okay.
Along there, I think.
Do you know about how many meetings you've been to?
Well, in the we used to meet in the colleges all, and I've been to Searcy, I've been to Fayetteville, I've been to Tech, I've been to say teachers at that time, I've been to I've been to Magnolia and Arkadelphia. Saw a lot of colleges that I never would have seen otherwise.
So what is something that you enjoy during the state meeting? What is something you enjoy the most?
Well, I enjoyed meeting the members of the other clubs over the state. I enjoyed and learning how they were doing in their clubs, what they were doing.
So meeting other people and kind of seeing how other counties do things is a good experience. So you've been a part of Extension Homemakers for a while. So what is something that's touched your life about Extension Homemakers?
What is something that's touched my life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I said, it's made me a better homemaker. And I enjoyed sewing and I enjoyed cooking. And so I really enjoyed that mm-hmm. part of it.
So all aspects of Extension Homemakers have kind of had an impact on your life.
On my life, uh-huh.
Is there a favorite event or activity that kind of sticks out in your mind?
Well, one thing that I enjoyed when we started our nightclub was the fact that we could be able to sit there and enjoy the meeting and not have to be up chasing our kids all over the house. And then another thing that we used to go to Pettigean Mountain and spend a night at the CCC camp.
Mm-hmm.
For a summer outing, mm-hmm. and we'd go to the mountain and have picnics and for our whole family, and I enjoyed that.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So what has been your least favorite event or
cleaning
activity?
The fair building.
And that's a every year event, so.
that's the one thing that I dreaded every year.
It's not hard to forget that, I guess, it's every year. What are some changes that you've experienced over the years as an Extension Homemaker?
Well, of course, for one thing, we were HD Club then, and now we're EH. And we used to do a lot of crafts, a lot more crafts than we do now. So to me, that's one of the bigger changes that I see, because we like to do those crafts.
So would you like to see crafts being more
incorporated? I would love to do more crafts.
Has EH taught you anything about just people in general?
Well, yes, really. I find that some of the people want to work, and some of them just want to be part of the fellowship.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand that. Just seeing people, you know, all the time and meeting friends through Extension Homemakers, sometimes the social part becomes a big part of that.
Yeah.
Are there any memories or other experiences that you'd like to share with us?
Well, one memory that really sticks out is when we were staying at Arkansas Tech one year at the state meeting. The bed that I was in was horrible. The springs was stood up and jabbed me in the back. And I got up in the middle of the night and I turned my mattress over, and that didn't help any. And that was a boy's dorm, and I feel sorry for that poor boy that had to sleep on that bed all year, because it was terrible.
So that's a big difference as far as the state meetings go. We're not staying in the dorms anymore, so that's a good thing.
But you know, I enjoyed that, going from college to college, mm-hmm. though, because we, as I said, I got to see those other colleges mm-hmm. that I otherwise would never have mm-hmm. seen.
Good to see different campuses mm-hmm. and different mm-hmm. schools, see, you know, how some of them are different or how they're, you know, have changed over the years. So is there anything else?
Well, some of the dorms we stayed in, we had to walk up 2 or 3 flights of stairs, and that wasn't very exciting.
Oh. I bet you got a lot of exercise.
Yeah, we got our exercise, all right.
Well, thank you, Ms. B, for all of your contributions to Extension Homemakers and sharing your time and memories with us during this interview.
Thank you.